I really wanted to start the show with Rapper's Delight. with what's his name? I don't know. We'll figure it out in a second. Welcome to the bonus hour. This is Z100. It's a forming, a beautiful day is forming up outside. What's our weather forecast from now till Memorial Day, Scary?
We got a sunny stretch. Going to be 67 for a high today. Tomorrow looks great too. Highs in the mid 60s. Could be some rain at night on Saturday, but otherwise an awesome Memorial Day weekend around 70 degrees. And right now it's 57.
All right. Well, welcome to the bonus hour. It's our time just to be on Z100 and or wherever you're listening around this great planet of ours. If you want to listen to us on Z100 New York, welcome to the show. Do we have anything we want to accomplish this hour? Or do we just want to sit back, relax, and be fine?
Yeah, okay. Let's have fun.
Yeah, right. Let's relax.
What was it that drunk girl said from the beach in Texas?
She said, as long as the cops are nice, we're all gravy, baby.
We're all gravy, baby.
It's gravy, baby.
All right, so we did have a last-minute vote come in on the text messages, the song to start the show with, and we all agree it sounds so good. Hit it, Scary. Remember this song?
Love it.
What's it called again, Scary?
This is Paul Oakenfold with Shifty Shell Shock and Starry-Eyed Surprise.
Woo!
Once again, I find myself with my friends, dancing the night away, it's like the party never ends. Then again, we don't want it to stop, cause tonight's the night, it goes sweatbox, laser beam, flashing lights. Wild cards, men from Mars, dressed in stars and stripes. Electric, electric, ladies of the evening, drinking booze and mingling. Mashing to the music, I could do anything, freaky deaky stars, speckles and pink butterflies. And life is nice, so nice, I walk into a club and I found paradise. I'm seeing stars, I can't believe my eyes.
Seeing stars. You got to feel the rush, feel the spice of life. Thug life, shifty rolls of dice. They got surprise eyes in, mesmerizing. The minds are sick ones, cause what we are is victims of fun. Come on, come on, the fun has just begun. Come on, the fun has just begun. Oh my, starry eyes, surprise. Sundown to sunrise, dance all night. We gonna dance all night to this DJ. I sugar dance all night to this DJ. Oh my, starry eyes, surprise. Sundown to sunrise. Sugar dance all night to this DJ. Dance all night to this DJ. I love a dance all night to this DJ.
Z100. All right, it's over. It's okay. You know, it was okay. I was like excited to hear the intro. I'm like, oh my God, I remember we used to play this on Z100 all the time. And then like halfway through, I'm like, what else? There's got to be something else.
Okay.
Is that bad?
Really? Wow,
I'm sorry,
that.
Paul Oakenfold, if you're listening. I don't know where to start. You know, Governor Murphy in New Jersey came up with that line, don't be a knucklehead, every time someone would go out and do something dastardly. He used the word knucklehead. We were like, oh, God, that's like something a dad would say. Well, they're actually turning it into a don't be a knucklehead campaign benefiting the New Jersey Pandemic Relief Fund. They want everyone to chip in and try to design a shirt and sell shirts.
I love it.
With the don't be a knucklehead design. Max, stop barking. And of course, the money will be donated to the New Jersey Pandemic Relief Fund. I love that. More and more people are talking about getting to the beaches this weekend. And of course, now we're hearing more and more restrictions here and there. You need to have an ID that says you're from the area. And this, and some beaches, I don't even know what your beach's rules are. Figure it out.
Right.
Why are you laughing?
Because Max and Man is just having, Max is having a conversation with somebody.
He is.
Just you enjoying know what? It.
Someone asked me the other day, don't you get kind of irritated when he barks like that? I'm like, am I still on? I'm hearing noises. Am I still on?
Yeah, you're on.
Yeah.
Okay. My box is making noises in my head. Anyway, there are noises.
I hate
in
when my
head.
Box makes noises.
Me too. We've all been complaining about your box. No. So people say, don't you get really irritated when your dog barks like that? I'm like, no, that's what dogs do. He's doing what dogs are supposed to do. If they see something unusual, they bark and they're protecting you. You know.
I always say that my dogs are talking to each other when they're barking. Like they're having a conversation. Just let them talk.
Maybe they are. Maybe they aren't. I don't know.
Yeah.
Mayor de Blasio says, even though public schools will be conducting summer schools through remote learning, he says New York City public schools will be conducting summer school through remote learning, and people are already enrolling, so they're ready to go. What's new? What else is going on? What other local news do we have to talk about today?
I like the Peter Luger Steakhouse news. That's exciting.
Oh, yeah.
They are delivering.
They're finally going to deliver.
Yeah, they haven't done that in 133 years.
Never gone down that road.
That is awesome. Yeah, that's diner, amazing.
You can call the restaurant, order pickup and delivery, or you can use Caviar or whatever. Peter. Here's the thing, though. And I want them to prosper. I want them to do well. But there's nothing like going into Peter Luger's and those old cranky waiters start yelling at you. Yelling at you. Yeah. What do you want? I think I'll have the New York strip now. You'll do a ribeye. Okay. Just don't hurt me.
You tell me.
It's okay. Yeah. I miss sitting down. I miss going to Peter Luger's. You can still get the steak sauce. I have that steak sauce in my refrigerator all the time. Yeah. Well, Danielle, what happened? Did you drop your cat?
Yeah, I will drop my phone. There's actually a pretty cool thing on that you can take part in tonight. It's actually a tribute to, hold on, Mandy Gonzalez, who was in Hamilton. She just beat breast cancer. So they're doing a virtual thing tonight. Lin-Manuel Miranda, Sir Elton John, and more are going to do a virtual hot pink evening. It's a virtual hot pink evening. Ooh. And it's the hot pink party, but it's going to be a virtual format. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And the way you get in is to donate money. So if you go to hotpinkevening.org, the pre-reception is at 7:45. Everything else starts at 8 p.m. You donate some money and you're in, and you can take part in this. And it's going to just be a lot of fun, a Broadway tribute to Mandy Gonzalez. And if you're into Broadway, it's definitely
again?
Something. You go to hotpinkevening.org. And like I said, today's the 20th, right? So it's going on today, tonight.
All right. Excellent. I love hearing that. I was thinking hot pink. What do I have in my arsenal of clothing that's hot pink? What? Max, stop it. Anyway, and I actually opened my closet last night and looked at some. I brought some clothes out here that you are, you know, stuff you would wear out if you went out. And of course, I'm not going anywhere. Yeah. And I was like, wow, what if I just like put some nice clothes on and just sit here in the house? Is it worth it?
Yes.
Would you rather wear your stretchies?
No, I did it the other day. I was just feeling like a bum, and I was like, man, my poor boyfriend has been seeing me look like a crazy lion for like a month straight. Let me just attempt to do my hair and put on normal clothes. And I felt great. It actually was nice. I think I should do it more often. Also to make sure things still fit. Yeah.
It may fit.
You know.
We received a text saying, I'm opening my restaurant tomorrow. I'm so scared. I listen to you guys every day. I've been listening to you for years. Wish me luck. I wish we knew who you were. Area code 603, let us know. Connie on line one is 6 months pregnant and wants to shout out to all the pregnant people out there. All the pregnant people in the house.
Hey.
What's up, Connie? Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Staying positive through all this.
Yes. And it's easy to do sometimes, you know, if you put your mind to it. Now, what is it like carrying a child during this, as you call it?
I mean, it's all right. I mean, when this all started, I was stuck at home, basically not able to go anywhere. My husband was out getting all the shopping done, and I was just kind of taking walks around the block with my dog. Thank God my dog is with me, because he's just so cute and cuddly, and I love to cuddle him when I need it.
Yeah, they're great. They're awesome. Yep. But what about as a mom bringing a child into this world like this? I mean, I must assume it gives you like things to think about, like how you want to raise your child, knowing that this is possible in your life.
Oh, absolutely. Me and my husband, like, I look at him, I'm like, what's going on in the world? Like, you know, this is not obviously what we grew up with. When we grew up, it was totally different. And now there's new things you got to worry about. And it's concerning, but, you know, you can't let that stop living your life.
No, and you won't. And now with a baby on the way, I mean, is this your first, Connie?
Yeah, it's my first.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, throw the rule books out the window. I'm just assuming, as we've heard from Danielle and others who've had babies, that it's like you make up the rules as you go. You know, you're going to use your brain and you're going to make the right decisions. And I bet you're going to have a great life with your family, Connie. Congratulations to you.
Oh, thank you so much.
And yeah, and having a dog too. That's the icing on the cake. I love that. What kind of dog do you have?
I have a little Yorkie, but he's like a different breed. He's like 17 pounds, and he almost looks like a fox.
Wow.
He's much bigger than the baby is when the baby comes out, so don't worry. You're good.
Let's hope the baby isn't that big.
Could you imagine? Oh, my gosh.
No, ouch. Connie, congratulations to you, and you're bringing this child into a great world as long as you're in it, so you're good. Yeah. And have a great day today, okay?
You'll be good.
You too. Thank you so much.
All right. People are yelling at us because we didn't play Rapper's Delight. All right. We may have to do that. Let's get into the three things we need to know. Gandhi, what's going on?
Well, hello. All right. We may be getting better protection from the coronavirus once things start to get going again on the subways. The MTA started an ultraviolet light pilot program that they say is proven to kill COVID-19. They're testing 230 miniature portable UV lamps on subways first. If it works, those UV lamps will be used on the Long Island Railroad and Metro North trains. And yes, ultraviolet lights are effective and allegedly 100% safe to humans. So don't worry about that part. And I don't know if you guys saw this, but did you see the political activist from New Orleans who rented out the Brooklyn barber shop? If you didn't,
no.
This guy has been very upset about social guidelines and restrictions. So he came to Brooklyn and rented out a barbershop for a day, then had a camera crew come and film him cutting his girlfriend's hair because he wants to protest everything that's going on. Of course, police came and shut him down pretty quickly, and he was given a warning for that. And finally, guys, it's Fleet Week in New York City, but for obvious reasons, I know this year it's going to be all virtual. The event is going to run through the 26th. I know. And it'll show new content daily on Facebook. It's not the same at all. There will be new stuff daily, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. If you want to go look, you can have video tours of a guided missile destroyer and aerial images as well. But that's going to be Fleet Week this year. And those are your three things.
Wow. How weird. Wow. All right. Add that to the list. Oh, by the way, opening her restaurant tomorrow. Her name is Ashley in New Hampshire. Her name is the restaurant is All Burritos, ALBURRITOS. Ooh, doesn't a burrito sound great right now?
Oh, yeah.
She said she's a little nervous about opening up tomorrow. Good. It's okay to be a little nervous. You're excited too, I bet. That's great. Text messages rolling in, talking about being pregnant. My sister just gave birth to her baby April 30th. He was 3 months premature. He has to stay in the hospital till July. It's tough on her. She can see him 2 hours a day, but I bet everything's going to be good. Let's see. I'm going to give a shout out to my parents. My dad's the CEO of a critical access hospital, long-term care facility. My mom is the director of nursing there as well. They've been under so much stress trying to keep all the residents and staff safe. They're amazing and been buying lunch for the staff every Friday since this started. They deserve so much love. Emily, to your mom and dad, cheers. Bottoms up. And there you go. Very local but noteworthy shout out to Jill Oliva. We love Jill Oliva. She's worked with us at Z100 for a long time.
Yeah.
Her daughter is celebrating her sweet 16 on Sunday. She had sewn over 200 masks, raised $600, and donated it all to Angels of Long Island, St. Vincent de Paul Society, and the Help Patchogue Restaurants Feed Hospital Workers GoFundMe page. So there you go. Jill's been on our sales team for close to 20 years now. So Jill, congratulations on having such a cool daughter. I feel like I just made all the class announcements and I'm like the assistant.
Yeah, he did. Thank you.
All right, let's take a break. We have more with the bonus hour on
Z100.
And now, even more of Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show. Here's Elvis.
Z100, it is the bonus hour. Should I go ahead and warm up my grill now? I am so ready to grill this weekend. Good God, bring it.
I want to take my grill out too.
Yeah, we're going to take it out. Where do you put it?
It's under the deck. It's like under the deck. One of the grills. And then we have one big. No, then we have. Wait, my husband's not listening. We have one big grill that I have to whisper. He's in the next room. One big grill that like he doesn't like to clean. So like he makes every excuse when I'm like, hey, let's grill. He's like, yeah, well, you know, let's just order. I'm like, dude, let's just grill.
Wow.
He's like, let's just order. I'm like, no, let's grill. I don't think he likes to clean up.
No one likes to clean. Well, I like to clean. But yeah. Once again, you know, I woke up this morning and I needed to clean because I couldn't come down here and do the show knowing there's dishes in the sink from last night upstairs.
Yeah.
So then I realized, you know, there's trash I didn't take down to the trash can. So I had to drive trash down to the trash can. And then I realized, oh my God, you know, so I looked at the clock and it was like 20 minutes till the show started. And this is one of those things about working at the house. You do, you know, chores while you're working. And I don't know.
What are you every morning? I do the toilets in the morning because I have three boys. Do you know what it's like every single morning? I'm like, oh gosh. I clean the bathroom before I come and sign on for the show. And then I wash this. And then by the time I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to go downstairs and sign on. They're going to think that I overslept.
You have to pick up like you're picking up boy pee. Ew.
Yeah.
Sorry,
boy
mom.
Pee. It's wonderful. And husband pee too. It's all there.
And husband pee. Well, I'm sure he doesn't claim any of that as his own. Does he? Yes, Gandhi, what's up?
No.
I accused Brandon of peeing on the floor the other day. And he was like, what is wrong with you? Why would I do that? I'm like, I don't know. You're a boy. Because I hear all of this from like Danielle that it happens all the time. It was not pee. It was condensation because I took such a long hot shower from the side of the toilet that it dripped down. And he's like, what do you think of me? You think I'm like an idiot 2-year old? I'm peeing all over the floor. What's wrong with you? I was like, Danielle said.
In the middle of the night, you guys, in the middle of the night, you're going to tell me that sometimes you haven't missed in the middle of the night. When
I'll
you're
tell
half
you
asleep.
Why. You know why I don't? Because in the middle of the night, I sit. I pee, and I'm proud to admit it. Yep. If the lights are off or if I'm just kind of wobbly because I'm still half asleep, I will sit down and pee. And
that's
I
a good
have
thing to
no,
do in the middle of the night.
Yeah, no shame. You too, Frog. Do you have any shame about sitting and peeing?
No, absolutely no shame because in the middle of the night, I don't want to spray all over the room. I'd lose my balance. I'm tired. I don't want to turn the light on and blind myself. No, I sit down. I know I'm not going to miss. Even if it hangs in the water a little bit, I'll deal with it.
Yeah, you wish it hangs in the water a little bit.
Okay. You need to lower your water level.
Okay.
Naughty, you start laughing. One, when you're an old lady, yours will hang in the water, too.
That's okay. You get them fixed. They don't hang anymore when you get them fixed.
Oh, we got to slow down. All right. What are we doing here? Should we get into the Danielle report? Is that what we do here?
Okay.
I can't hear straight Nate. What's straight Nate?
I mean, you could. Were you going to talk about cereal or no?
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Thank you for listening to the bonus hour on Z100. As you know, Scotty B has been with us since the very beginning. He and Andrew are hosts of one of our favorite podcasts called Serial Killers. Well, have you seen the new design of Toucan Sam from the Fruit Loop box?
Unfortunately, I have.
Oh, he's a purist. Kellogg. So Kellogg just redesigned Toucan Sam from Fruit Loops, and he's got a turquoise body and a psychedelic rainbow beak. And a lot of people are saying they hate it.
Yeah.
They hate him. What is the problem with Toucan Sam?
Well, he looks like some cracked out anime bird. You know, you want Toucan from back in the day. Toucan's been around since the 60s. You know, or even earlier, Toucan Sam, you can't mess with him. He's a classic character, and he's completely changed now. And it just seems like it's being more geared toward kids because they debuted on the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards a couple of weeks ago. That's where we first saw him. And I'm not sure if he's actually going to make it onto the boxes. I believe he's just for the commercials, but we'll see how that plays out.
Well, I know, but I mean, aren't Fruit Loops geared toward kids mainly?
Yeah, but I think older kids eat them and adults like me.
Older kids, like 40-year-old kids?
Yeah, 45. Exactly.
Hey, are you and Andrew still doing your Serial Killers podcast?
Yes, we are. We still do two a week. We're going to record another one today. There's a brand new cereal that came out from General Mills called Minions. And that one is a funky colored cereal with marshmallows. Plus, my cereal squirrel at the ShopRite, Joel, he just texted me, and they got the brand new Apple Jacks caramel in. So I'm going to go pick those up today.
Ooh, that sounds like a tasty treat. It's like an apple dipped in caramel. Perfect for Halloween.
And breakfast.
But you're saying in closing that Kellogg's made a mistake by changing Toucan Sam to look like a crackhead anime bird.
I think so. I think he will be reverted back to the original Toucan Sam.
Why do you call everything bad a crackhead? I don't understand.
That particular version of Toucan Sam just looks like it. He looks like he's like wigging out on something. You know,
what's that, Gandhi?
But Scotty is also one of those people who calls every drug on the planet dope and thinks it makes you murder people.
Here we go.
He does. He said people who smoke dope are dirty and they have tattoos.
Yeah.
That's Scotty. So that's don't listen to him about the crackhead bird. I think the bird's cool looking.
Well, it's because you're a crackhead.
Because you're a dirty tattoo girl. That's why you think
you guys.
Dirty crackhead with your weed and your tattoos.
Yeah. You love Toucan Sam.
Wait, slow down. You have a cereal squirrel at ShopRite? What is that?
It's my buddy Joel that works there. Every time a brand new cereal hits the market, he sends me a text message and says, "Hey man, you have this one yet?" And you know, and I'll run down there and pick it up. He hides it in the back office for me.
You are living in this world that I do not understand.
Nobody does, and nor should anybody.
We love you because you're different.
Yes, love you too.
All drugs are considered dope, and if you smoke pot, you're dirty and have tattoos, and you have a cereal squirrel at the Stop and Shop.
ShopRite. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm getting my Stop and Right. Shops.
Scotty
B.
All right.
You are something.
And Danielle joins us for our new episode on Friday.
Oh, you do?
Nice.
You guys never invite me to be a part of Serial Killers. What's wrong?
Come on in.
He sends me cereal in baggies. It's very funny. They arrive at my house all numbered in little baggies, and I'm not allowed to eat them until we do the episode. Cool. Yeah.
All right. Well, as I told you, Alex left for a few days. He comes and goes. He's 3 days here, 4 days out, or whatever. So when he leaves, I have to assess the damage. And I'm not talking, like doing all the laundry and, and cleaning up the kitchen and doing, whatever. He's very clean when it comes to cleaning up dishes, but he knocked a speaker that was mounted off the wall while he was here because he thought he would adjust the sound. And he also, when he was digging holes to plant basil, he cut a hole in the irrigation line. So when the sprinklers come on, it shoots water 45 feet into the air.
That's fun. Don't fix
like
that one.
Like a geyser.
Yeah. It is a geyser. Happens when every time Alex leaves, I have to assess the damage. So actually, this is not a bad week. We're okay. It's okay. It's all right. Damn. So if you need me, I'll be out plugging up holes in irrigation lines and remounting speakers. What are you doing today? Do you have any big chores around the house today? Because Froggy usually has chores, but Nate, what do you do around the apartment or the condo? What do you do?
You know, it's a rental. If there's a problem, I just email them. I mean, it's pretty nice. It's rather enjoyable not having to do any work. So, yeah.
Yeah, Gandhi, what are you doing around the house today?
Around the house, absolutely nothing, because the boyfriend handles everything as soon as it pops up. He gets up in the middle of the night and cleans and drills shelves into the wall and does all kinds of stuff. So, I will be
in the middle of the night?
In the middle of the night, yes.
That's great. Awesome. A Frog, I know you got some yard work or something going on today. What are you doing?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I've got some, I need to finish cleaning out some of the landscaping beds and putting down some bark today.
Right, putting down bark. Danielle, what's your big mission today?
I'm going to go geocaching again today, I've decided. And I have a 14-year-old son. So the other day I said this banister needs to be painted. So he did that. So,
we've got that
going on.
Yeah. Scary, what are you doing today around the house?
I have stacks of unnecessary paper and things and old mail. It's inside of my washing machine. Because I have no place to store it, so I have to take it. It's been that's where I've been storing it inside the. I have like a side loader, you know.
Where do you wash your clothes?
Your clothes?
I don't. I send them out. But anyway, so I'm gonna. I need to take them out. I need to shred stuff. I need to shred them. I need to throw stuff out. I need to go through things. But
hold on. So wait, you store things in your washing machine?
Don't do that? Don't you store stuff?
I wash clothes in the washing machine.
You're one person in your house.
Right.
You have a washer and a dryer.
Right.
And you send them out.
Yeah. The dryer's full too.
What do you store in there, Scary?
What are you storing in your dryer?
more papers and things, like old junk, stuff I don't want in my in sight. So I have to shove it in someplace. There's no closet. There's no closet space.
Stuff.
Yeah, you're hoarding. Here's what you should do. Just for fun, get high and go turn them on. Turn on your dryer and start tumbling and washing all the papers.
Wow.
And things.
Yeah. This is the stuff like a news story's made of. This is like the stuff like you see a news story and you're like, the man stored papers in his dryer. Like, this is not normal.
I know people who use their ovens as a shoe rack.
This is the guy who yesterday said he wanted to take a broom and start beating a robin's nest to bits. Right. So we have that. Danielle has her report on the way. Danielle, what do you have coming up?
I'm getting over this. Pete Davidson has something. The King of Staten Island movie on the way. I'll talk about that. Can I ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
Why do you send your clothes out when it's just you in your house? Like, how much clothes could you possibly have that you can't wash and dry them yourself?
The worst thing in the world is to have to wash and dry and iron. I like when things come in a nice little bundle.
All right. Thank you. It's all good. Let him do it. It's just bougie scary. You know that. Let's take a break. Right. We'll be back after that.
You have earned a significant bonus.
And now, even more of Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show. Here's Elvis.
Z100, it is the bonus hour. I know I keep asking Scary for some weather, but I just want to make sure we're set. Because we got a very important weekend on the way, Scary. What's going on?
We are right on track. Sunshine into the mid-60s today, the same for tomorrow. And Memorial Day weekend looks great. High around 70 each day. Could get some rain on Saturday night, but otherwise, just gorgeous. Right now, it's 58.
I love this article I was reading in the New York Post. And this is especially for you, Gandhi, because I know you're my science girl through and through.
Yes.
Give me some science music, Scary. NASA scientists detect evidence of a parallel universe where time runs backward.
I love it.
That is heady.
It's like does that mean a planet of Benjamin Buttons? Because that's what I picture.
Well, it could be. We also call that, South Florida. But here's what's happening. I'm just going to read the article from the Post. They wrote it beautifully. In a scenario straight out of the Twilight Zone, a group of NASA scientists working on an experiment in Antarctica have detected evidence of a parallel universe where the rules of physics are the opposite of our own. So in other words, where they're saying 13 point something billion years ago when the Big Bang happened, two identical universes were born, ours and then that one. But the difference is their time is going a different direction of ours, as ours. Whatever that means. I wish Governor Cuomo was here to explain.
Explain it, please.
The simplest explanation for this phenomenon is that the moment of Big Bang, 13 billion years ago, two universes were formed. Now, what does that mean? There's ours and one that, from our perspective, is running in reverse, with time going backward. Thank you. I never will be able to nail the governor. Anyway, I sound a little British on that one. Sorry about that. Anyway, I just think that's so cool. It's nice to know that, even though we look at COVID-19 as being the end all and biggest thing to affect our lives ever, look, it's a tiny little blip in the grand scheme of things. Look at the universe. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We always make our issues like... Yeah, we always make our issues, even though we do have to live in reality here with this crap, we always make them out to be the only thing that has ever mattered and will ever matter. It's not true. So understand that, light at the end of the tunnel, we're going to get out of this thing soon and have another universe waiting for us where Benjamin Button lives. All right. Let's get into the Danielle report. Danielle,
yes.
What's going on?
All right, so Pete Davidson has returned to Instagram, and he's only been on not very long, three posts, 2.3 million people already following him again, because they were waiting him to come back. And just in time to promote his latest film, The King of Staten Island. It is going straight to video on demand, but especially if you're from Staten Island, you definitely want to see it. June 12th is when you can. Lady Gaga, she is debuting a brand new Stupid Love makeup palette. It came out yesterday, 18 beautiful shades, inspired by her upcoming album, which is out very soon. And her first song, of course, from the album is called Stupid Love. So that's pretty cool. Two handwriting experts claim that the signatures on the will and power of attorney of Carol Baskin's missing husband, Don, were forged. And you know, she wound up getting his millions. What is so funny? What happened?
The cats are up to something behind you. The curtains are moving.
They're playing hide and seek. One of them is and the other one's trying to fuck me.
Please, Lord, I never ever want to return to the main studio. I just want to work like this. I just want to watch Daniel's cats every day.
They really are. Let me tell you something, though, about these cats. Forget my report. These cats, they are so much like us. They fit into my household so perfectly. Like, they're the best personalities we could have ever asked for. And we actually adopted them from Cubby, who's on, you know, KTU, one of our other iHeart stations.
He's on Light FM.
Right. I mean, Light FM. Sorry. Now he's on Light FM. And he rescues cats. And they're just a perfect fit for us because they're crazy, just like my family.
Well, I know, but anyway, it's a great sideshow going on. While we watch you do your report in the background, we see cats climbing up curtains.
They're playing
cricket.
Nate is not amused. Look at Nate's face.
Oh,
he's
no.
got pissy face on.
I was thoroughly amused. I'm sorry. I enjoyed it.
Whatever.
Enjoy her cat.
All right, and let me finish off with J-Lo. So I don't.
No. You can go on and on. We got lots of time. Yeah.
Go to Elvis Duran, at Elvis Duran Show on Instagram. There's a J-Lo. She took a selfie in her gym, and there's a man in the background. At first, we thought he was wearing a mask. Now it looks like someone put their hand over his face. But now some people think, well, is he planted? Did they want him there? Who knows? Somebody else said maybe she kidnapped him. I'm going to go ahead and say I doubt J-Lo is kidnapping people, but it's really funny. So go check it out when you get a chance. What else should I talk about? Kristen Bell launching a CBD skincare line. What does CBD do for your skin? I know what it does for you for other things, like for calming, for anxiety, if you have aches and pains. I wonder
what it does.
Look it up.
I'll tell you what it does. It has the letter CBD on it, so they think, oh, people like Scary will buy this. So let's put it out there.
Mission accomplished.
People that use their washing machine for paper storage will pay money for my CBD cream.
I can't. And the Webby Awards went virtual this year, which in my book, they should always be virtual because they're the Webby Awards, but okay. Jimmy Fallon won something. John Krasinski won something for his Some Good News. Miley Cyrus, Lil Nas X won something for Panini. And you said something else won, Elvis, that you were talking about.
Oh, the state of
earlier.
New Jersey. The state of New Jersey has the funniest tweets. So that's, I follow them. But anyway, yeah, they won a Webby.
What's up, New Jersey? And I'll end off with Camila Cabello. She partnered with MasterCard. She's going to bring us a couple of mini concert series. She's taking some of her older songs that we love, revamping them with some other popular songs. Next Wednesday, May 27th, will be the first one. The cat just ran out of this room chasing each other so fast. And then June 3rd will be the second of the concert series. I'm going to punish them later. They're going to be grounded.
No.
And that's my Danielle report.
Kitty cat. Here's the thing. When J-Lo took that photo of herself looking all hot, right?
Yeah.
And the guy shows up in the background. It's taking all of the attention off of her and focusing on this guy in the back. And it's the same as watching Danielle. We don't give a rat's ass what she says in her reports. We just want to watch. We want to watch those cats.
It's awesome. Diggy and Fred, the dynamic duo. Oh. I'm going to start an Instagram page for them. The dynamic duo, Diggy and Fred.
I love Diggy and Fred. Hey, Diggy and Fred. Hey, Nate, I'm just asking in the room, what time should we start the song? That's all I'm asking.
I think now, right? Yeah.
Right now.
No, I didn't mean, when I said song by question mark, I meant by what time. I will tell you who the song is by. It is by Sugar Hill Gang. This is great. Are we really going to play it? Oh, there it is. Yes. I love it. Thank you for listening to the Z100 Bonus Hour. Say peace out, everybody.
Peace out, everybody.
Peace out, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Z100.
I said a hip hop, the hip to the hip hip hop. You don't stop the rocket to the bang bang boogie. Say up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogity beat. Now what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat, and me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I like to say hello to the black, to
to the white, the red, and the brown, and the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang, bang, the boogie to the boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the bang, bang, boogie. Let's rock. You don't stop. Rock the rhythm that'll make your body rock. Well, so far, you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out. I'm the C-A-S and the O-V-A and the rest is F-L-Y. You see, I go by the code of the doctor of the mix, and these reasons I'll tell you why. You see, I'm 6'1" and I'm tons of fun, and I dress to a D. You see, I got more clothes than Muhammad Ali, and I dress so viciously. I got bodyguards, I got two big guns that definitely ain't the whack. I got a Lincoln Continental and a some new Cadillac. So after school, I take a dip in the pool, which is really on the wall. I got a color TV so I can see the Knicks play basketball. Hear me talking my checkbook, credit cards, more money than a sucker could ever spend. But I wouldn't give a sucker or a bum from the rock and not a dime till I made it again. Everybody go hotel, motel, what you gonna do today? Cause I'm gonna get a fly girl, gonna get some spank and drive off in a death OJ. Everybody go hotel, motel, holiday. Take a friend, a Master G, or my mellow is on you, so what you gonna do?
Well, it's on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I said a M-A-S, a T-E-R, a G with a double E. I said I go by the unforgettable name of the man they call a Master G. Well, my name is known all over the world by all the foxy ladies and the pretty girls. I'm going down in history as the baddest rapper that ever could be. Now I'm feeling the highs and you're feeling the lows. The beat starts getting into your toe. You start popping your fingers and stomping your feet and moving your body while you're sitting and you're sitting. Then damn, you start doing the freak. I said bam, I ride it out of your seat. Then you throw your hands high in the air. You rock it to the rhythm, shake it there. Air. You're rocking to the beat without a care. Cruise the show, I shot MCs for the affair. Now I'm not as tall as the rest of the gang, but I rap to the beat just the same. I got a little face and a pair of rhyme eyes. All I'm here to do, ladies, is hypnotize. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. Like a hot butter, the pop, the pop, the pop. Give it, give it, pop, the pop, pop. You don't dare stop or come alive, y'all. Give me what you got. I guess by now you can take a hunch and find that I am the baby of the bunch, but that's okay. I still keep in stride, cause all I'm here to do is just a wiggle your behind. Sing it on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. Sing it on and on and on and on and on. Rock, rock, yo, throw it on the floor. I'm gonna freak you here, I'm gonna freak you there. I'm gonna move you out of this atmosphere, cause I'm one of a kind and I'll shock your mind. I put the jig, jig, jiggles in your behind. I say the 1, 2, 3, 4, come on, girls, get on the floor. Come alive, yo, give me what you got, cause I'm guaranteed to make you rock. I said 1, 2, 3, 4, tell me one, do my, what are you waiting for?
To the hip, hop, the hippie to the hippie, the hip, hip, a hopper, you don't stop. Rock it to the bang, bang, the boogie, say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to bead. Well, skiddle bee bop, we rock a Scooby-Doo, and guess what, America, we love you. Well, cause you rock in a row with us so much so, you can rock till you're 101 years old. I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast, but we're like hot butter on a breakfast toast. Rock it up, a baby bubba, baby bubba to the boogie to bang, bang, the boogie to the beat. It's so unique, come on everybody and dance to the beat. Have you ever went over a friend's house to eat and the food just ain't no good? I mean the macaroni soggy, the peas almost, and the chicken tastes like wood. So you try to play it off like you think you can by saying that you're full. And then your friend says, mama, he's just being polite, he ain't finished, oh, that's bull. So your heart starts pumping and you think of a lie and you say that you already ate. And your friend says, man, there's plenty of food, so he piles some more on your plate. But while the sticky food's steaming, your mind starts to dream of the moment it's time to leave. And then you look at your plate and your chicken slowly rotting into something that looks like cheese. Oh, so you say, that's it, I got to leave this place, I don't care what these people think. I'm just sitting here making myself nauseous with this ugly food that stinks. Oh, so you bust out the door while it's still closed, still sick from the food you ate. And then you run to the store for quick relief from a bottle of K.O. Pectate. And then you call your friend 2 weeks later to see how he has been. And he says, I understand about the food, babe, but we're still friends. But with a hip, hop, the hippie to the hippie, the hip, hip, a hoppy, you don't stop the rocker to the bang, bang, boogie, say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat.